Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I'm your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor here at Us Weekly. And I am so excited about this week's guest because she got her start on The Real World Los Angeles season 2, which aired in 1993. Appeared on 7 seasons of The Challenge and then a season of All Stars. Beth, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. I have wanted you to be on for a while, so I am like so excited that you're on now because now we're doing The Real World Homecoming.
I mean, who would think after almost 30 years, we get to reunite and be together? I mean, I'm so excited.
I mean, it's obviously we saw the first season of Real World Homecoming, they got to do it and it was so nice to see and so refreshing and, you know, sparked really important conversations, but obviously people, some of them were hesitant to join. Were you hesitant at all going back in?
Oh, I was not hesitant at all. Like I wanted this. I wanted this because, you know, I really feel like there was like a lot of unresolved issues, right? We were young. We didn't know how to communicate properly. How many times in life do you get to have like a do-over?
Right.
So, I mean, this is just was such a unique opportunity and so special. And, you know, now that we've all lived some life, right? And, you know, hopefully we can come back and we can talk about these unresolved issues. We can learn about each other, rediscover each other.
Yeah. Right? For sure. And I feel like you said, communication is a big thing. I think we see it, especially on shows like The Real World that started that whole conversation about how people communicate and how you can and can't, but not everybody gets better at that with age. We want to hope that we all do. Do you feel like you guys all overall, like were obviously there's still issues, there's still going to be hot topics, but you were able to communicate them a little bit better?
I mean, you'll have to wait and see.
So that's a no.
I mean, I would like to think that I have improved.
Okay.
Right? But, you know, I mean, look, you know, you're learning lessons every day. Mm-hmm. Learning lessons every day. And I did the best that I could with what I had to work with.
Yeah. That's all you can do. That's all you can do in life. So
with what I had to work with. Yeah. So yeah, but you know, there's a lot of good times. There's some bad times, you know, it's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. What were you emotional going in? I feel like it must've been like, take me through stepping back in there.
Oh my God. I mean, I felt like I was going back to 1993. Right? It's like 19, like, gosh, you know, it's like, I'm married, I've got kids, I'm running a business, I've got all these responsibilities. And now I get to like, go back in time when I was like young, wild and free.
Wild. That's
no
so
responsibility, you know, like, take me back, right? Like, just take me there.
Mm-hmm. And life was easier.
Yeah. So like walking in and like, being there and seeing the house, just even like driving up, I was just like, this is like so surreal to me. I mean, like, first of all, the experience is like, how many people get to experience this to begin right. with? And then having to be able to go back. Yeah. It's like, I'm transported back in time.
What, who were you?
I thought like, you know, maybe certain things wouldn't bother me again. But all those emotions they come right back. Like it just happened. It's like crazy.
I mean, yeah. Cause if you think 1983 was a long time ago, so it's strange that can just completely stepping back in there can just transport you right back there. I mean, it's so wild. Who had you stayed in touch with and who had you not? Because obviously not everybody stays in touch on these things. We know that.
Yeah. I mean, look, John Brennan and I are real life friends.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were, you know, some times in life where we lost touch when he was out of the country saving children and he didn't have a cell phone. So, I mean, there were, you know, some gaps in there, but, you know, for the most part, we've remained pretty close. And over the past 4 years, maybe I've been keeping in touch with Irene. So that's nice. We've been getting together. I've been in touch with Dominic, which is nice because we didn't have the best relationship on the show. He got really upset with me when I crashed that party on the first day. And he was like, I am staying away from her.
It's anyway, so crazy that you can remember those kind of things.
Yeah. It's like, he couldn't appreciate, you know, my free spirit of like, you know, wanting to go out and have some fun, you know, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to go out, have fun, meet some boys, listen to rock and roll, have a few drinks. Come on. I mean,
that's what you do at that age. 100%. I agree.
So Dominic, and I mean, that's really, I mean, Beth A, every once in a while I would talk to Beth A. But like, as far as like friends, like John, Irene, and Dominic.
Did you have bad blood going in?
Well, look, I mean, Glenn and I didn't have the best relationship. So, you know, I'm a little nervous about seeing him again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm always curious because we don't know. Obviously, we see what we see on social media, or we see, you know, if you guys do, if people do a challenge together, things like that. But some of these people we haven't seen in a long time either. So as viewers, it's like, oh, I don't know how they interact. Do they talk? Have they made up? Have they hung out over the last almost 20 years? So it's such an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I am like a huge trigger for some people. And you know, I wish I could understand why, but I seem to trigger people. And on the real world, you know, I seem to trigger Glenn and, you know, I'm worried that I might be triggering David as well. So, I mean, you know, I'm expecting kind of a bumpy ride, but I've got my big girl pants on and I think I'm going to be able to handle it. You know, I'm a tough girl.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I'm going in, I want to resolve things and I really hope that we can have a good time together.
Yeah, of course.
I want to get along with everybody.
And no cat this time. I'm pretty bummed about it.
I know. I wanted to bring my cat. I wanted to bring my cat. I really did.
You really started a trend there that should be in every show. I mean, we should have one on every challenge. We should have one on every reality show now.
I know, right? Next time when we do, you know, real world vacations or something.
Absolutely.
Who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen after this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've been doing reality TV for so long now. Obviously, you've taken some breaks and come back. But what have you learned the most about yourself going on and then maybe watching back?
I mean, look, sometimes I say things that I shouldn't. I try to control myself. I think I'm a lot better at controlling myself, but I mean, if someone's going to ask me the truth or back me in a corner, then, you know, all bets are off for me. So, I mean, I like to speak my truth, and sometimes that's not really received well by other people.
Right.
So
are you excited to watch the season back, or are you nervous?
I'm excited and I'm nervous. And look, there's going to be some really great surprises. Really, really great surprises. Yeah. I mean, it is like, I mean, I loved the first season of Homecoming. Like I was just like so happy and just like crying watching all those episodes. Like, I think that Buna Murray did such an amazing job in Paramount Plus just with the whole thing. Like, if they don't win an award for that first season, I mean,
yeah.
No, they gotta win something for that. And I feel like our season is also incredible. It's different.
Yeah.
It's a totally different vibe than the real world New York.
Well, you guys are, I mean, the cast is so different. I mean, it's just such a different dynamic. I mean, season one and two of the real world was very different. So It's interesting. It's very interesting.
But what I think is really amazing about the first Real World is, like the casting was so perfect. And I really didn't understand why we were all cast together, but going through this Homecoming, it's like the puzzle pieces were put together and it was like, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, God, the way that they cast this thing is incredible.
It's actually wild. You know? I mean, yeah, for sure.
They really did an amazing job casting this thing.
I feel like we see a little bit of this in the preview and a little of what people have seen, you know, from the clips that are released, but how much emotion is there in the house? Is there tears from everybody?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody is pretty emotional for one reason or another. Okay.
Right.
For one
Sometimes reason. That's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, obviously I'm extremely emotional about everything because that's just the way I am. I wear my emotions. You know how I'm feeling. If I'm happy, sad, whatever, I can't hide the way I feel. So
yeah. No, of course. That's a good thing. Maybe that's why, you know, you obviously, we saw this video of you saying like, I don't understand why people didn't like me. Maybe because some people hide that. You don't. You're very upfront with it. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to leave your family for this part? Or was it kind of like you were excited to get away and then come back?
Look, I've had a really rough year. I've had a really, really rough year of things that have been like happening in my life. And the show will go into it a bit, but yeah, I've had a really, really rough year. But my family was like, you need to go do this. Like my husband and my kids were like, Mom, you got to go do this.
So something for you. Yeah, that's important.
Something for me, but yeah, it's you know, it's hard to leave your life and go away for a while. I mean, even, you know, when I go do the challenges, you know, you gotta, prepare for that. But I mean, I'm really fortunate that my husband is so supportive and my kids are at an age where they're old enough where they're a tiny bit independent and they're okay with me going, and they're happy that I'm going to do these fun things.
Have they watched you on any of it and anything in the past?
My daughter Julia has watched a little bit. I don't really want her to watch. Really want her to watch, maybe when she's like a little older.
Okay.
But I mean, she has seen some clips, but you know, she's seen like, she hasn't really seen the real world, but she's seen like some of the challenge stuff. And I'm like, Julia, you need to understand this is a game. This is not real life. And this is not how you should act in real life. And I don't act this way in real life. This is a game. Okay. So you have to understand that. I always have to like remind her, this is a game. And this is not how you should really act in your normal life. So
probably not. I wanted to ask about Challenge and about All Stars, because obviously you were on season one. How was your experience on that? Would you want to do more of that?
Oh, I loved season one. I mean, season one was so magical. It was like puppies and rainbows and nostalgia and
there's a lot for of fans too. It felt so
a lot of emotion, a lot of emotions and feel good. And, if it could keep that vibe, I mean, I would love that. I would love that. I'd love to see more old school people coming out. Come on. Where are all the 40, 50 year olds? Come on, bring them to me.
Would you go back on the flagship series, or would you only want to do All-Stars?
I feel like the regular challenge is a little too aggressive for me. I mean, you know, look, I'm in shape, I'm fit, but I don't really think it's realistic to see me going against 25-year-olds.
Yeah. You're in a different point in your life.
But you know, it's fun to go back and compete. I mean, I could compete against, you know, bring on the 40-year-olds. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But you know, the 30-year-olds, I don't really think they should be putting like 30-year-olds on the All-Stars, to be quite honest. They can go win their money on the regular challenge and stop trying to steal money from the old people. Stop stealing money from the old people, okay? Go back to your challenge, win your money there, give the old people a chance. You know, I gotta retire soon.
Come on, guys. Let's be fair here. Do you have any regrets of your time on reality TV at all?
I mean, sure. I mean, I look at situations and like, oh, why did I do that? I should have done X, Y, and Z. But yeah, I mean, that's just like real life. If somebody was filming you, right, for a portion of your life, you know, you might say and do things that you regret too. And I definitely regret some situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think I've done anything that crazy
Yeah, I get that. That's a good, that's fine. When it comes to homecoming, what was the most difficult part for you? Because I remember talking to the season one cast before they, after they filmed, and a lot of them were saying, you know, we haven't lived with roommates in so long, because I mean, as an adult, that's usually not the case. A lot of time you live with your partner or your family. But so what was the toughest part for you to going back in there?
I mean, look, I'm kind of used to it because I do the challenges right. occasionally. So I'm kind of like used to that, but I mean, come on. I mean, we're in this fat house by the beach, in Venice Beach. And you know, we've got, you know, our room is pretty big. But you know, dealing with different personalities, right? You're yeah. dealing with people you don't know. God, I wonder if this person has changed. What are their habits? I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a little, could be a little rough, right? but I mean, I'm a very social person. I do enjoy being around people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of enjoy it.
And like you said, you obviously have done the challenge and been on TV after that. So you've dealt with a lot of those social situations. But another yeah. thing is that a lot of those people who have not, are not used to not having a cell phone, not having, you know, TV, things like that. Was it for you like a relief kind of? Cause I feel like it's a nice little getaway, or was it different? Because obviously last time when you went in 1993, that wasn't the case. Things were a lot different.
I mean, look, we had things planned every day. We were busy. Nice. We weren't just like sitting around doing nothing. So, I mean, we had a lot of catching up to do, and I really honestly felt like the time went by really quickly.
So nice.
Really That's quickly. So nice. And, you know, I mean, I would be totally down for it again, if people would be interested, or like mixing up the casts from like different seasons. Like what happens when you stick me with like people from other seasons? I think that would be so fun.
Oh my gosh. That'd be amazing. That'd be Absolutely. So before we wrap up, I want to ask you what would you go back and tell Beth in 1993 before going into the house?
Oh my gosh. I would say to my younger Beth, enjoy it. Enjoy every minute. Own your power, girl, and don't be so insecure, and enjoy it and be yourself. That's what and breathe. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And you know what? In the real world, not everyone is going to like you.
That is a
right?
good lesson.
You can't walk in and have everybody love you. That's not reality, right? In the real world. So
absolutely. Beth, thank you so much for joining. It was so nice to chat with you. I cannot wait to watch this season.
Oh, I hope you love it. Yeah. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm going to be seeing at the same time that everybody else sees it. We don't get to see it in advance.
You didn't see anything. And they didn't send you anything in advance.
No, I want to see it. I want to see it.
The Real World Homecoming Los Angeles premieres on Paramount Plus on November 24th. I cannot wait to watch this. I actually didn't even watch the episodes I was set in advance because I didn't want to ask Beth about anything that was going to spoil anything for you guys, because I know you all really want to enjoy it just like I do. Of course, we will also be talking all about All Stars coming up. So if you have suggestions for who you want to hear from, if there's a cast member you are dying to ask some questions to, reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms, and I will do my best to book them on the podcast and ask the questions that you want answered. As always, guys, if you are enjoying the podcast, please subscribe. Leave us a review, give us some 5-star ratings. We would really appreciate it. We'd love to hear any of the feedback that you have. Once again, we will be back next week.